Podcast California Folsom Edition with my co-host, Sam Mateer. I'm your host, Frank Array. How's it going, Sam?
It's wonderful. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. You know, it's the beginning of the year. It's January of 2024. We're still technically, I'd say, you tell me, but we're still technically in what we would consider the little more dormant sort of winter months for real estate. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. What, we got it about another week and a half, 2 weeks.
I was just going to ask you, when do you think things kind of start to take the turn to where, you know, it like becomes the home buying season?
It's when kids go back to school. But really, it's also, it depends on the area. Like in our area, weather plays a little bit of a part into it also.
Yeah.
It hasn't been a really aggressive winter, so we're probably not going to see people waiting. Like once the kids get back in school, they're done with the holidays, they've put their Christmas tree wherever the disposal places are, and they're ready to have a new house with a new Christmas tree spot.
There you go. Well, so we are in January, Sam, and, you know, the news is, some of the news is we did see rates over the past, you know, month or so make a nice turn for the better.
Yeah.
And, you know, my thinking on that is just certainly what your feedback on it is if the mortgage rates continue to improve, which they are predicted to do so. Now, we don't know. Nobody knows. Right. But they've kind of been right so far, all the people that make these big fat predictions. So they're seeing, you know, the beginning of the year, middle of the year, and they're talking, maybe we'll see stuff in the fives. Some are saying by the end of the year, possibly even into the high fours.
Yeah.
But with rates going down, and you can tell me how inventory looks, if inventory is still kind of peakish, isn't that just going to create those big bidding wars again?
So I've already actually seen it. There's a really phenomenal appraiser. His name's Ryan Lundquist. He kind of does his own stuff. And if I remember properly, he was just talking about a house that received 100 offers on it.
What?
One of my partners wrote on a house that had over 60.
Up in our neck of the woods up here?
Up in our neck of the woods. Both of those are within like 10 miles of me in the greater Sacramento region.
Are you flipping kidding me right now?
No. So
wow.
I will give that they were priced aggressively.
Okay.
But that tells you how many buyers are out there. There's right. people that want houses. The interest rates, like you said, are now getting back to what people would call affordable.
Right.
I can afford this. You know, it changes your monthly payment a couple hundred dollars. All of a sudden, it makes sense to buy now and refi again. And people are doing it. And they're honestly, since the turn of the year, people have started to come out of the woodwork.
Okay. So, all right. So if, and okay, but let me ask you this. And I know, okay, this is kind of a hard question to answer. I don't know that we have a crystal ball for this too, but is there any indication of inventory kind of trying to increase to maybe compensate for what could be a greatly increased buyer demand if rates come down?
I would say no.
Okay.
Functionally, what we're running into, and again, you read across the board with experts all over the place. There's a lot of people that are sitting on 2.75, maybe 3.25 interest rates that don't want to move.
Yeah.
And they don't have any actual reason to move, you know, unless they're, you know, running into life circumstances, you know, death, divorce, things that force them to sell a house.
Right.
So there's not a lot of people that are letting go of their wonderful interest rates. What's interesting is those people are using some of their equity and buying investment properties. But it's really, there's not a lot. So right now, 66 houses came on the market between yesterday and today. We usually see a lot more than that. And that's again, greater Sacramento region. Like that's all over the area. There was single house that came on in Folsom where we're at. Not one.
Usually
you see a couple.
Got it. Wow. Okay. So what's the message then to a prospective buyer? Because I think, like you said, we're getting to where we could say, okay, now these rates are falling back into that affordable bucket, whatever that is. And that's different for everybody, I know. But
yeah,
I tell you, and I think we talked about this on our last show was that, man, there's a big difference between a 5% rate and a 7% rate when it comes to qualifying, right? I mean, that 2%, there's like probably millions of people in that 2%, you know, that's making a big difference to. Right. And so when we do see it kind of come down and get more affordable with that in mind, I mean, what's your advice to the would-be buyer who's like, maybe I'll wait it out a little longer, you know?
Well, There's a couple things. Specifically to wait out a little longer, I understand where people are coming from. And I would say that some people maybe should wait, depending on their position. You know, if they're going to buy a house and it's really going to stretch them, maybe wait a little bit more and see what happens. But like you said, we don't have a crystal ball. Interest rates could go right back up.
Yeah.
Given it's an election year, so I don't think so, but they could.
Yeah.
The other thing that I would say is if you are buying right now, who you partner with right now matters more than just about any other time. You need one, a lender that really knows what they're doing. You need someone that knows how to close a deal. You need someone that knows how to work the numbers to make it to where you get the best payment that you can afford. And also someone that's not going to tell you to buy a house that you can't buy, that you can't afford.
Right.
And you also need a good agent that knows how to compete with the other offers that are coming in.
That's a really good point. And I didn't mean to interrupt you, but if you do think of it, and if you've got a second after, go ahead and finish your stream of thought, but then I'm curious about what are some of the things that a buyer can do to be competitive if we do find ourselves back in that competitive. Well,
they just call me and then I'll tell them.
Okay.
But
good enough.
No, what happens is this. You have to have one, having relationships is huge. So deals are coming up. There's some big changes in the market of realtors, as you aware, and we talked about last time. A lot of agents are getting out of the business. Lots and lots. We're seeing them drop by hundreds of thousands across the nation. Yeah. So having someone that can help guide you to specifically how you should be addressing the seller in your offer is really, really important. Someone that has a relationship with a lot of the other top agents, because those are the people that you're going to see stay in the industry. Top 10%, they're not going anywhere. We've been here for a while, and we'll continue to stay here because we know how to shift with the markets, and we know how to earn the business of people because we do what we do really well, and we take care of people really well. It's kind of one of those things where if you were going to have surgery and you're like, hey, I have to get brain surgery, who am I going to choose? And you're going to look around the options that you have, and you have someone who works at a bar and does brain surgery on the side, you know, a couple brain surgeries a year, maybe. Or you have
just on friends and family.
Yeah, just friends and family. No big deal. That's what they really got into it for. Or you have someone that has done hundreds of brain surgeries and they're on one of the top brain surgery teams in the nation. It's kind of an easy decision. What makes it really interesting to me is people have a tendency to just use their friend's realtor or use someone that was recommended, not really research. And they don't see, is this actually the person that should be managing what usually is the largest purchase I'm going to make in my life or the largest asset that I hold, and they're going to sell it. And are you researching and spending time to make sure that these people actually know the skills and have the skills and the ability and the talent and the knowledge to go help you convert whatever you're trying to convert, buy or sell. And buyers in this market, which, to get back to your point, I kind of sidetracked there, but
no, it's good. You finished your stream. Yeah, you finished your thought. Yeah,
I care about that. I want people to be taken care of. What you were asking, the things that they can do to compete. One, have your pre-approval ready. Like, talk to a lender and know what you can actually afford. I all the time, and it makes me sad for people that are like, oh, I want to go see this house. I love it. I've got this much money in the bank. I can totally afford it. And you go see the house and they love it. And then they get their credit ran and there's a problem. And they miss the house because they weren't ready to buy. That, first and foremost, please talk to Frank. I think you can lend nationwide, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So talk to Frank, wherever you're at in the world
or
the nation. Talk to Frank. He can help you get pre-approved. Number one thing you have to do as a buyer to be ready to write a good offer, submit it with a pre-approval letter. Two, what I typically recommend, these are my little secrets here. Do a higher earnest money. If you have cash to give, put a little bit more cash up front. That separates you. You can adjust terms a little bit when it comes to who's paying for what. You can throw a little bit more money into that so the seller walks away with more. Most times what you're running into with sellers right now is they care about closing fast because they're in situations where they just need to be done with the house and the most amount of money they're going to make. But every once in a while, there's little things, rent back, stuff like that, that you can toss in that will create more opportunity for the seller other than just money.
Yeah, that's where your experience and your relationships come into play, where you can talk to a listing agent and say what's going on and, you know, get some feedback from them to understand how to make a better offer, right?
Yeah. And it blows me away because I've been a listing agent for quite a while now. How you just, we call it in the industry, we call it blind offers. You'll have a showing on a vacant house and you'll see it because they won't schedule it. You'll just see that someone in the house and you're like, oh, well, that person never called me and checked in with anything. And then 3 days later, an offer shows up from that person and it doesn't meet any of the seller's needs. And it's one of those things where you're like, why wouldn't this person just call me?
Just give me a call.
It's not commonly thought of in the industry to just call the listing agent and see what the seller actually needs.
Yeah. Yeah.
It blows me away. But again, so things like that. Who you're partnering with.
Yeah. Who you partner with. Yeah. I mean, it's a good point. Yeah. So, and I'm sure you've got a couple other things that you can help with in order to, you know, get a buyer to be his or her offer to be a little more competitive, but we'll let them talk to you, you know, about that. Yeah. So
I have other secrets.
Other secrets.
And if you want to know the secrets and you're an agent and you're looking to join a team, we are actually recruiting this year. So we're looking.
Are you looking to recruit this year? All right. Well, hey, we might as well let people know. Yeah. What areas are you looking for? Anywhere, greater Sacramento area?
Greater Sacramento area. As long as you're willing to show up in person to work. We are a team that operates in person, which is another thing that a lot of people are
these days not common. Yeah,
agents like to work from their couch in their pajamas, which is really nice. I can't say I haven't done that.
Yeah,
but we show up in the morning and we get together. We put all our heads together because we're all doing this, and we get to share what we're going through. Hey, this is what we're seeing in the market right now. This is what I just saw over here in Folsom. This is what's happening in Auburn, and it gives us a good leg up having a team to collaborate together.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff, man. Good stuff. Sam, what's the best way for somebody to reach you?
Call or text.
What's the number?
530-613-1914.
So that's 530-613-1914.
Yep.
One more time, if you happen to be in your car and Spotify, try to remember it. Okay, remember, it's 530. So we got that out of the way, 530. Mm-hmm. Then it's 613-1914.
That's the one.
613.
Sam@themoreexperience.com.
Sam@themoreexperience.com. Sam@themoreexperience.com. Terrific. And if you're watching us on YouTube, that information will be down below. So cool, Sam. Thanks, man. Thanks for your insight and your thoughts on all of this. So bottom line, if you can afford it, if it's affordable enough right now, probably try and make the move now, right? Because you can still get some seller credits here and there, can't you?
It's starting to go away though,
but it's going away. Yeah. So better get the move on. I would say, I mean, if you're thinking about it, better go now. Rates are going to play in your favor, but guess what? They play into everybody's favor, which means everybody's going to show up and want to make an offer. So that would be the big problem that I see. So with that.
Oh yeah. You're not wrong at all. And what's one of those things where right now, like you said, you can get it asking price, maybe a little bit under if you're lucky. But if you wait another month and a half, you're going to be 25-30K over. And yeah, your interest rate went down by 0.5%, but your payment went up by $150.
Right. And don't forget too, with an increased sales price, not only is that your mortgage payment that went up, but now your taxes, your property taxes are assessed higher too. So there's that additional.
Also true.
You know, so it's just, man, the weight game is, it's a risky game to play. If you're a buyer and you know, rates in the low sixes are like, okay, I can do this, then probably want to get a hold of Sam and get moving, you know, get looking at some stuff and get prepared. Like he said, he can connect you to me and then we can get going from there. But cool, man. Well, thanks, Sam. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, likewise.
All right, you guys have a great one. Catch us here next time on the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast, California Folsom Edition, with myself, Frank Array, and my co-host, Sam Mateer. Until next time, have a great one. We'll catch you later. Bye-bye.